It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northeast winds to 5 knots this morning, becoming northwest in the afternoon. So there's a little bit of weather coming in that's making the wind shift around the compass rose. Wind waves from the northeast, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the northwest with the wind, 2 feet at 4 seconds apart in the afternoon. Northwest swells 5 feet at 9 seconds. And today we'll talk a little about what it's like to be a cook on board a cargo ship or maybe a tugboat. It's an important job that means a lot to the officers and crew. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 6 inbounders, we have 5 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Taurus Leader. She's a car carrier with Subarus on board. She's arriving from Richmond, headed to the Vancouver anchorage off of Vancouver, Washington. And she will pass Astoria inbound probably around 9:30 this morning and be in the Vancouver anchorage by about 3:30 p.m. The Global Symphony is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview. She's a log ship carrying logs, passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m., probably be in Longview by about 8 p.m. at the Weyerhaeuser docks there. The Olympic Pioneer is arriving from South Korea, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a wheat ship. She will be probably passing Astoria around 5:30 p.m. She'll be in Vancouver by about 11:30 this evening. The African Turaco, named for a bird in Africa that lives in Africa, is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Rainier Anchorage opposite Longview on the Columbia. She will be picking up soda ash eventually in Portland, but she's going to anchor there for a bit in Rainier and wait. She'll pass Astoria around 6 p.m. You might see her in Rainier at around 9:30 p.m. The American Freedom, rather, is arriving from San Francisco. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum. She will probably pass Astoria around 11:30 p.m. and be in the Portland area by about 5:30 tomorrow morning. The Nord Magellan is our last inbounder for the day so far, arriving from Japan and headed for the Astoria anchorage. She will be picking up wheat eventually upriver, and she will probably arrive in the Astoria anchorage around 12:30 a.m., so early tomorrow morning. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Cherry Dream headed up to Portland to pick up soda ash at the Port of Portland. Leaving around 10 a.m., she could be in Portland by 4 p.m. The Ares Karin is leaving for Kalama at about 1 p.m. to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She'll be there by about 6 p.m. That leaves the PPS Salmon, the Arsinoe, and in the anchorage, and the cruise ship Regatta remains at the port of Astoria. It's not, I haven't really heard whether she's going to be here past the end of March, but when she first, earlier last year, actually, when she became, came to be stored here at the port of Astoria, the plan was that she would leave at the end of this month, so we'll see what happens there. She has been at the dock being stored at the port of Astoria and not handling any passengers. She has a crew of on board of people who are maintaining the ship and keeping all the systems in running order so that when she does go back into service as a cruise ship, she will be in good shape. And our outbounders, the Aristides is leaving Vancouver around 11 a.m. She will pass Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. I think she might be carrying wheat. The HSL Perth is leaving Kalama. She's got wheat on board around 12:15. She will pass Astoria outbound then around 5:30 or so. Well, let's talk about a job that you probably don't think about too much. When you think of ships, you think of captains and crew and maybe officers and pilots and a lot of the things that we talk about. Well, on every ship is a person who, if they do their job well, is extremely important and very well loved, and that is the ship's cook. So depending on how large the vessel is, you may have like a crew in the galley, as it's called, the kitchen on the vessel. So you might have a person who's the steward, the head cook, and various other people who work with that person. But basically what they do is they buy, prepare, and serve all of the food that the crew eats. So that usually means 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've certainly heard from many officers on board ships that a ship sort of runs on its stomach in the sense that The better the food, the happier the crew, the more efficient they are, the better they do their jobs. So being a ship's cook is a very, very important job. And there are cooks on all vessels where people serve. So there are cooks on tugboats, there are cooks on other kinds of vessels. I was inspired to share this with you when I saw an ad on the gcaptain.com website for a cook. So this is an actual job opening that if you wanted to be a cook on board a vessel, you could go apply for this job. It's on the Great Lakes. The Grand River Navigation Company is the U.S. operating subsidiary of Rand Logistics Corporation. Together with our Canadian sister company, Lower Lakes Towing Limited, we are one of the largest marine transportation service providers operating on the Great Lakes, and they are advertising for a cook. They're searching for the position of cook aboard one of its U.S. flagged cargo ships. So this is a ship that would be going back and forth between the United States and Canada. So you'd need a passport if you were going to have this job. Your responsibilities among them would be providing healthy and satisfying meals for a crew of 17 people, 3 meals a day. You would be ordering ship's provisions, the food and the groceries, and managing the vessel's provision budget. You would keep the galley, which is the kitchen area on the ship, and food handling areas clean and sanitary, and manage the vessel's linen supply. What does that mean? Tablecloths, napkins, things like that. So if you were in this job, this would be what you would be doing. You would probably be exempt from other duties on the ship, meaning you wouldn't be standing watch like most crew members would be doing, because you would be responsible for the food, and that would take up most of your time one way or another. So you would need to have merchant marine credentials and any licenses that you would need from the Coast Guard in order to be on a vessel. You need a food handler endorsement, and you need to be a really good cook. You need to be able to cook for a large group of people in general, be willing to cook a variety of things to meet crew's dietary requirements. I interviewed someone who was a cook on board a tugboat once, and they told me that there was a wide range of dietary requirements among crew members. There are meat eaters, there are vegetarians, there are gluten-free folks, and so you have to be pretty flexible cook if you're going to be working in that kind of an environment. I would imagine you would also have to be able to work below decks without getting seasick, because often your work area would be moving. In fact, it would be always moving, but in bad weather, it would be rocking back and forth, the stoves and all of the things that are in a galley on board a ship have, like the burners have guards on them to prevent pots from sliding off them, and everything is pretty well secured. So this is a job that you have to be, you need to be able to work while your kitchen is rocking from one side to another. So that's not a thing for everyone, but I've known people who have done it and have enjoyed this work. If you were working on a ship, you would be making meals for large groups. If you were working on a tug, you might be making meals for a small crew. Either way, having really good food is a very, very important thing on board a ship. And this job, working as the person who feeds the crew, is another one of those very invisible professions, but very important professions on board a ship. People have to eat, and it's quite vital to have someone who is a good cook. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.